What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about the international news here. And down in Ethiopia, the government there has managed to blunt the advances made by the Tigrayan forces, and they're using it, they're doing it using drones, armed drones, which are relatively inexpensive to produce and are really turning the tide in the fight. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Joshua in New York. Welcome to the show, Joshua. What's on your mind?
There's BitChute. You go to News and Politics, you scroll down. Let me get the actual name of the... it's Patriot something. Hold on, I got the actual name here. But the video, it's a 39-second video, and it's showing, you know, like at the bottom of the news, you know, like Fox News or whatever, they have the little headline at the bottom that's going across all the time.
Yes.
So in the video, it shows... yeah, the crawler, okay. Well, in the video, it shows, it says U.S. military arrests Dr. Birx and Anthony Fauci for crimes against humanity. So the actual...
I think somebody has probably faked that. They're pulling somebody's leg here because Fauci is untouchable. I mean, you know, even going back to the AIDS epidemic, and he was pushing AZT that killed a lot of people and had to be pulled off the market, they... really didn't do anything, you know, about him back then. And let's see, I have a little history. Okay, little history lesson. Back in 1980, Fauci leads the NIH and begins to use PCR tests, getting false positives. 1984, he started his AIDS research with funding from Merck and other big pharma companies. By the way, the FDA gets 45% of its funding from these pharmaceutical companies. 1985, Fauci pushed AZT, which killed hundreds of thousands and still impairs hundreds of thousands more. And it had to be pulled from the market. Back in 2009, Fauci pushed a swine flu panic. They used PCR false positives to scare everybody. 25 people died from the vaccine before the FDA stopped its sale. And then, of course, we have Fauci going in doing illegal research on gain of function. If they were going to arrest him, it would have happened long before now. So I got to tell you, without some kind of confirmation, I think somebody spoofed that video.
It's possible. The person that put it up is Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, Liberty Justice News Show, and that's called, and it's on BitChute. So it's on News and Politics. You click all, then you just keep scrolling. People will find it there. It's posted up. So that's there. And then also when it comes to Santa Claus, I believe he was vaccinated after he was arrested.
Okay, I hadn't gotten that part of the story. I just thought it was
interesting because
they arrested him for not wearing a mask.
Well, I'm just stating, I think that he was vaccinated, because earlier you mentioned they said that Santa Claus got vaccinated.
Well, Fauci is saying that, you know, as part of his Christmas spirit, you know. At the same time, he's saying that we should all demand that our guests for Christmas dinner show proof of vaccination.
Yeah. All right, well, again, I don't know. I think people should check out that video. It looked legit, but at the same time, we do live in a time where it's easy to pull something like that off, like you said.
So, yeah,
but it doesn't look legit.
And there's a lot of junk and nonsense being poured onto the Internet to try and harm our credibility and lure people back to the corporate media. It's not working, but they're not going to quit trying. Anyway, Joshua, thank you very much for the phone call. And yeah, Ebenezer Fauci is out there saying Santa has got all of his booster shots and we shouldn't let anybody into our house for Christmas without proof of vaccination, which I presume Santa now has on his smartphone. All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. Hey, this story just caught my eye here. So I thought I'd share it with you. Remember the Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, all the hysteria driven by the media over him not being vaccinated?
Yes.
Refusing to get vaccinated. And it was across all the networks just about, except for Fox, I think. But Fox Sports hit him, though. Terry Bradshaw went off. You know, it's unbelievable he would do this to jeopardize his team. And Stephen A. Smith, who's a popular figure on ESPN, same way, you know, and the State Farm commercial pulled off. I mean, he lost everything. I've seen one Subway commercial of his comeback. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, this is just broke today. Cleveland Browns quarterback Jeremy Mayfield tested positive for COVID. So did his coach and 8 other players.
Oh, I saw another article. Yeah. I mean, COVID is just ripping through the NFL, and they're for the most part, they're all vaccinated, fully vaccinated. They've had all the shots.
Vaccinated.
Yep.
I looked here. ESPN didn't mention that he was vaccinated. Neither did NFL.com. But the local media, Atlanta Beacon Journal, Mayfield is vaccinated, a person familiar with the situation said, and the quarterback indicated as much this past summer. The coach, Stefanski, is also vaccinated. And he received a COVID-19 booster shot. So they're not going to drag them through the mud, you know. It's like,
no, the more you vaccinate, the more people are getting COVID, and in the process, their natural immune systems are being damaged. So from now on, any little bug that comes along, any cold, any flu, whatever, they're going to get sick. They're going to go to their doctors. The doctors will write them prescriptions. They'll take the prescription to the pharmacy, and the money will pour on into the medical industrial complex.
Right. And one more thing, I don't have this, you know, the information in front of me, so it's just speculation. But there was a former player who just retired maybe a year or two ago for the Denver Broncos, a wide receiver. He died at home, you know, and there was no mention of why or what caused his death. You know, there was just a warning and players from the Denver Broncos dedicated the game to him. So, I wonder if that soccer death is going to start coming over here to the NFL. Sooner or later, I think it's going to.
I would say that's inevitable.
Yeah, it is inevitable. Okay, Mike, well, that's all I had. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, well, you know, there is that story that came out recently showing that the deaths of pilots have skyrocketed since the mandated vaccines. And pilots are very healthy people. They are required to get regular medical examinations because, you know, the safety of a lot of people are in their hands, quite literally. And something like one pilot died in 2019. I think it was 4, 5, or 6 in 2020. And in 2021, it was just huge, huge number. And we've got a link to that from whatreallyhappened.com. All righty. Thank you for the call. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, good day. Yeah, good day, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah. I listened to your rebroadcast yesterday with Dan Sutherfield about Front Sight.
Yes.
I got a suggestion that maybe you could pass on to him. Here in Florida, we could sure use a thing like that over here, like in Cocoa Beach area. Orlando,
yep.
All the way up from Claremont. So maybe Dan can look at some property. They got a lot of land in Claremont. Cocoa Beach, there's a big tract of land. I think there's like 1,000 acres that they're selling right off of over there by the St. John's exit off of Cocoa. I mean, it might be a great area for him to look into all the way over, you know, past Orlando West. So I think Front Sight should be maybe coming to Florida and look at a big parcel of land that they, you know, they could actually think about, you know, putting a site there, you know, on the East Coast, they need
The problem with that is, would zoning regulations allow a shooting range in a residential area? I mean, yes, you can have backstops and everything, but you can't rule out the possibility of an accidental firing into the air. And you can tell that Front Sight has picked areas where there is just nothing but empty space around so that there can't be any mishaps.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's like you say, on the East Coast, you got Georgia, Florida. There's other places, of course, Carolinas they could look at. Something like that, instead of not only Nevada, but you have some on the East Coast. So, yeah, let's throw that out there. But anyway, Mike, the reason I really called your show is, first, before I go, what I really want to talk about today, Jussie Smollett, what about what's going to happen with the mail fraud when he was mailing the cocaine and white powder to himself? What's going to happen with that case?
So far, nothing. They're not even talking about it. And, you know, that was the first warning that he was going to do something like this. And it was ignored by the Empire's producers and pretty much everybody else. But I think Jussie Smollett is in serious trouble right now. And I don't know that we necessarily need to pile any more charges on him.
Well, Mike, did you see the interview they did with the black jurist? What he said, why he convicted Saul Mollett?
Where he said that the noose story just didn't make sense.
Right, the noose. And he's saying any black man would have took the noose right off, and you're not going to go walk around parading it like, and that's when he knew the whole thing was fictitious. And
yeah.
You know, Mike, and a lot of people are saying this guy actually did try to start a race war. If it would have been a white guy, I mean, Mike, this is serious what this guy's getting away with. Really,
well, Jussie Smollett was not intending to start a race war. He was basically intending to get enough notoriety and publicity where the producers of Empire would renew his contract. And obviously that has failed miserably.
Well, Mike, you know, if Kamala Harris would have got her way, or Don Lemon, or any of these blacks on with some power, they could have, what if one American mega person want to get murdered? That's one too many. That is a war in my book. One too many. It's like illegal aliens. When an illegal alien kills an American citizen, angel mothers or fathers, that's one too many. And the federal government should be held responsible and charged for not doing their diligent duty to protect the American public.
I agree with you on that one. And as I said to, I think it was another caller yesterday, if the United States military can't control that border with Mexico, they are certainly not going to be able to take on Russia and or China.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely. There's no way. They'll wipe us clean, Mike. You know, and our soldiers are not getting more woke and weak. I don't know what's going to happen. It's horrifying what's going to happen to this country. And they're hating our leaders, our founding fathers. These kids are not even being taught. Mike, you can hear noise over here. I live where I'm living right now. It's like becoming third world. I'm not gonna lie to you. You don't even barely hear English anymore. And the stores or anything, they didn't come here to compliment. They came here to usurp us. They came here to eat lunch to take our. They came here to usurp us. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Mike, they would never allow. They would never in this country. Vlog would never allow 130 million German Americans that speak German constantly all over the place in the stores, have TV stations in German. Never would that be allowed. Never. And you know it, and I know it. If 130 million Americans all of a sudden said, you know what, I'm a guy coming from Germany, I want to speak German, they would never, ever allow it. Never. Ever. This is a total, I don't know who's behind it. I remember years ago I listened to one show on RBN, and you know the gentleman real well, and he's saying there's a, what's going on with the Sephardic and all. I mean, I don't know what to think anymore. I think after all that stuff I'm seeing anymore, I don't know what to believe anymore. Because it's like they have just come here to usurp. And like locusts eating up the field, and once all the food's gone, all the crops are gone, there's nothing to eat. That's exactly what's happening here.
Okay.
So, and that's how I feel. But near Mike, the reason I called is Breitbart and Drudge reported yesterday and today that they have literally pulled the Arizona Border Patrol off the border to make them bring in the people to be processors, to bring them into the country, not even vaccinated. And where's the military on that Arizona border? Even the governor, Ducey, the governor, he's saying this is Biden should be held for treason, allowing this invasion of our country. The governor of the state of Arizona, of course, the governor of here, Florida, saying the same thing. He's suing Biden administration for allowing this illegal incursion into our country. And, Mike, this is all about votes. Votes, votes, votes. Nothing but the vote. They're trying to hold the power for the demon rat liberal nonsense for as long as they can.
Yep.
And the way they're doing it, Mike, and by the way, 68% of all independents right now on four major polls say they do not want Biden running again for president. 68% of the independents. And if that's the truth, it'll be a blowout disaster for those demon rats. Thank God for the next 50 years. Let's just pray.
Well, for the next 50 years. You know, sometime between now and 2024, we have got to clean up the election system. And I'm hoping that as more and more states document that there was massive fraud in the November 2020 election, that somebody somewhere is going to have the will to clean this up, especially that part about voter ID. It's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard, this idea that having to show an ID to vote is somehow racist. I mean, you got to show an ID to buy alcohol. You got to show an ID to buy cigarettes. You got to show an ID to drive. So why is all of a sudden the voting system, you know, immune from that?
Absolutely, Mike. And, you know, here in South Florida, we have a place called the Jackson Hospital Networks. You have to show an ID if you even get close to trying to get a, see a doctor or get treated. But in an illegal alien, Mike, it was just reported in the paper here, okay? You got all these Haitians and all these Venezuelans that are not even documented citizens. They're coming in there and they're flooding the Jackson health system, where Afro-Americans are complaining like crazy that they're not getting treatment and they have to be pushed behind the back of the line. I mean, Mike, I know some sparks going to light off here, and because it is getting overwhelming that, you know, these people illegally coming here are getting better health care than American citizens. It's totally wrong, and people should be held accountable. Actually, a lot of people should be put in jail for what they're allowing.
I agree. You know, we've got all these Title VIII violations, and, you know, nobody is prosecuting.
Yes, it's just unbelievable. And by the way, Mike, they had another thing. I don't know if you had a chance to see it on. I believe that was one of the, I can't remember. It was on one of their websites where NASCAR right now's viewership is down 36% from 2017. 36,
yeah.
Almost 40%. Unbelievable. NASCAR's falling on its face. I don't see how it's going to stay in existence. I hope it don't, actually.
Well, and they still they got can this. Go back to running moonshine.
Yeah, that's probably right. Good idea. Yeah. That's right. That's how they all started anyway. That's why Sunoco is the only gas company on track, actually, Sunoco. Because they back in the old days, Sunoco is the only one that actually sponsored the good old boys. So that's why they kept them. But, yeah, Mike, it's really interesting what's going on all day long here in South Florida. It's always something. Traffic's gotten terrible. I mean, it's just horrendous. We're not even counting all what's going to happen with these electric cars coming in into the foray now, and the batteries start dying all over the roads and stuff. It's going to be chaos trying to get rid of fossil fuels. And we'll see what happens. You know, so far, Mike, the weather has been pretty warm up north compared to what it usually is. So I guess that's a good sign for a lot of people.
It's actually been pretty mild down here. We're going to get thunderstorms over the next couple of days.
Yes. It's been raining a lot here in South Florida, Mike, which is very unusual at this time of year. I mean, yesterday was unrelenting rain for like 3 hours. I mean, I don't remember recalling seeing this, but we'll see. One more thing, Mike, I just want to say, and I'll let you go. I think Donald Trump might have been on to something when he said maybe the United States we should make a deal with Denmark and try to buy Greenland. I think Greenland's going to be the place to go in the next 100 years.
It's kind of cold up there. It's kind of cold up there.
Yeah, but it's getting quite warmer now. I mean, I believe I saw it. It's getting 12 degrees warmer than it was, 100 years ago. It's gotten 12 degrees warmer. Was it 12 degrees or some crazy words? Greenland's actually warming up. So this is amazing. You know, Iceland, you know, they called it Iceland so people wouldn't go there. They call it Greenland so they wanted everybody to go there because they could freeze. That's why the Vikings were pretty smart on that one. So that was amazing how that worked out.
Well, I don't think the Vikings called those places Iceland and Greenland. I think those names were given, you know, after the Vikings period. Anyway, listen,
Tom, got to let you go here.
We got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines 512-248-8252. We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up?
Update for December 2021. The Commander memberships that we have been offering have all been upgraded by Dr. Piazza to Founder memberships, a $60,000 value for a $500 donation to RBN. To get this deal, you will need to request and pay for two memberships. So find a friend or loved one that's interested and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. RBN will remind you on the air till December 30th at midnight.
See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. I'm glad to know that you're bringing some of that aloha weather over there to Santa Claus. They can use it.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I was concerned it would be a very hard winter. Of course, winter is still ahead of us. But I remember last year we definitely had snow by Thanksgiving. And, you know, there's no snow. We've had snowfall, but it didn't stick.
Yeah, and you know, back to that COVID thing with the NFL, I think the NBA is taking a little bit different of a stance. I mean, you've seen these guys like Kyrie Irving and all that oppose it, and even to the point to where if they're suspended, they don't care. But I'd like to remind that NFL to remember what Miles says. You've been injected. You've been infected.
That certainly would seem to fit the pattern of COVID cases increasing in populations that are heavily vaccinated.
Yeah, and what, you know, regarding Jesse Smollett, the Smollett case, and Tom brings up excellent points on that, Tom from Florida. You know, why is it when something like this goes on, I never hear you know, the NAACP apologize, or Black Lives Matter saying, well, you know, this isn't representative of our people. This guy's a, you know, outlandish character. You know, you never hear any of these groups come and say, you know, we're the true legitimate, you know, representatives of this, you know, race or these people. And we find this appalling that some.
They want this story to go away. They want this story to go away. I mean, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the corporate media is already out there trying to spin this, saying that Jussie Smollett faked his hate crime. But, you know, phony hate crimes are very, very rare, and you should go on believing anybody who has found a swastika or KKK painted on their home or business.
Well, I just think it's ironic, Michael. They want German people who served in the service of their country hundred years later to pay for their crimes. And they want white people to apologize and everything like that. But when it comes to somebody, time and time again, where these hoaxes come around, I never hear one time, I don't hear anybody from, you know, these people that say they're burning swastikas on my front door and all that. I never hear of any harsh charges. I never hear of anything. You know, there needs to be some change in that. There needs to be a group that stands up for the other people that says, you know what, we want to see charges here. We want to see justice here. We want to see vindication here. And we don't get that. And that's the problem. That's one of the things that, in my opinion, needs to happen if this stuff's going to stop. You know what I mean? And it just shows it's disingenuous, Michael, that they don't want to stop it.
I agree.
Know, and as far as Jussie Smollett, why don't they do like the NAACP or some of these groups? Why don't they sue the people at Empire and then the producers of the show and all that for even having this guy around, you know?
Well, wait a minute. You know, the producers of Empire, you know, they didn't know. They certainly were not a party to the hoax. In fact, they were as much a victim of that hoax as anybody else. But you are right. All these liberal politicians and spokespeople who are out there screaming, this is racism, this is wrong, they are all silent now. They just want this to go away. They don't want to admit they were wrong. They don't want to admit that they were part of the hoax. And they'll never admit that they've made a mistake, because that damages what little credibility they have left.
Well, and regardless, that still doesn't stop Empire from him being a representative of them, from apologizing and saying, we're sorry, this is a hoax, you know, we're sorry, and
yeah,
we don't want anything to do.
I disagree with you on that one. And, yeah.
Well, you know, conservatives...
I'll give you a real-world example. When I was working on Lost, there was an unfortunate incident where two of our stars, and I'm not going to say who they were busted for speeding. Very high rates of speed. They were, you know, more than a couple of miles over the speed limit. They were really enjoying themselves with their hot cars, and it made the news in Hawaii and not much of any place else. But the producers of Lost had nothing to do with it, because this all took place on these actors' own personal time. And, you know, I want to see Jussie Smollett pay for his crimes, and he will to some extent. I'm like you. I would like all these people who tried to capitalize on this phony hate crime, you know, apologize for it. But again, I really don't see Empire as having anything you know, to be guilty of or apologetic for. You know, they were getting ready to let him go from the show. That's why he did this.
Okay, but they didn't relate that particular reason as far as they could have said, you know, we totally distance ourselves from him, and what he did was wrong. The point I'm getting at, and, you know, an attempt to create a race revolution is a whole damn lot different than a speeding ticket.
Well, no, Smollett was not trying to create a revolution. He just wanted his contract extended. Anyway, Miles, got to let you go. Got to take a commercial break here. 512-248-8252. Call on in. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Yes, I was wondering, you've been following all these things in detail, and it's hard for me to get a grasp, and I didn't dig into it. So I'm just wondering, what has really been the outcome of these election audits? Is anything definitive? Did they come up with a number of votes that were cast for Biden that were false, and a number that were cast for Trump that were false? Like,
well,
I would maybe
they
expect,
did,
or
they,
what?
They did in Arizona, and as a matter of fact, just today, One American News was running a story about, you know, why is Arizona not taking action on the results of the Maricopa County audit? And there's obviously the deep state is doing everything they can to block this. I know there's a big fight going on over in Fulton County regarding their election. But if the American people stop believing the elections are honest, you're going to have a pretty much like a revolution on your hand. And, all those people who got offices through election fraud, they're going to be out of a job. And so they're really trying to maintain that illusion that we have honest and fair elections in this country, which we don't and have not had for some time.
Well, Mike, my question is this. Okay, let's go to Arizona. What fraud was actually discovered, and what impact does it have on the election in that state? What conclusions can be made? Do you have an idea? I mean, I don't.
Well, I haven't read that Maricopa report in a while, but they found areas within the election process that were open to fraud, and they identified a number of votes that were suspect, more than enough to reverse that election. But the Arizona Secretary of State is simply stonewalling any legal action from that.
So are you saying that they found votes that were cast for Biden, which were suspect in reasonably large numbers, but not,
yes,
not the same for Trump?
Same thing they're finding in Fulton County.
Yeah, okay. And so, and there were two other states that they did audits in, at least, right?
There are more than that. There are audits being called for now in several states. It's definitely a growing movement.
Okay, well, I'm just, maybe I should ask Patrick Slattery or some other folks. I'm just trying to find out, and I think it would be great if we could have a little summary idea of really what the status is and how definitive this is.
Well, that's a very good idea, and I'll look into that. I mean, I've been reporting on the individual cases around the country, but you're right. Somebody should pull together a nationwide overview of the audits and the results they're coming up with.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, because I'm sure that over the holidays some discussions of this might come up, and I thought I should have a concept and be able to open my mouth if I know something, but keep it shut when I don't.
So always
thanks
good
a lot,
advice.
Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, you got it. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Going back to the last caller's topic there, do you recall in the last debate between Joe Biden and President Trump in 2016, there was an interview at the debate, and the interviewer pointedly asked Trump if he would accept the outcome of the nomination? Not Biden, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton. I was going to correct you on that.
Okay, and he said, yes, I would. Yeah, because they were planning to steal it in 2016.
Oh, there was massive election fraud in 2016, and they just simply didn't do enough of it to reverse a landslide. And so in 2020, they just put pedal to the metal, and they stole that election from Trump. But there was so much election fraud, everybody noticed what was going on.
Hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Are you there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, my earpiece died.
Okay.
That's the end of that topic. Did you watch the interview on ABC News with Alec Baldwin?
No, I did not.
No,
I did not.
Yeah, you know, you're aware of it. He says that he did not pull the trigger, that the gun went off by itself.
Well, that's kind of pretty much impossible for that style of weapon. And again, you know, he should have cleared the gun himself. You know, Alec Baldwin obviously is trying to escape the consequences of what happened. They're talking about blaming the assistant director who handed him the gun, saying that it was a cold gun, which there is some merit there, because that assistant director should have cleared the gun as well before he said this is an empty weapon.
Yeah. Steve Wolf is a Hollywood firearms and special effects expert since 1994.
Yes,
I've never seen a gun self-discharge. A single-action revolver like this can be discharged very easily with minimal input, but the trigger must still have been pressed. He also says it's really important to discredit anyone who claims that guns fire themselves. If this becomes an acceptable defense, there goes any accountability when it comes to shooting people. We can't have this kind of gun shooting.
I agree.
Yeah, and so, but I haven't heard anything about Alec Baldwin since. And it just seems to me like, you know, the higher up you are and the more you are in with the in crowd, the more you can get away with.
Well, you know, look at O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Yeah, you know, when you soak a glove in blood, it'll shrink a little bit.
I was not aware of that. But I think O.J. was just play-acting that the glove wouldn't go on.
Well, no, because I've had gloves, because I ride motorcycles, I've had gloves in my luggage box where they get wet, get damp, and they get put in there, and you try to put them back on, and they're tight. They're too tight to put on.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So, anyhow. All right, thanks for taking the call.
All right, you've got it. Now, I have a half-brother who was an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy and was actually in the visiting area of the jail where O.J. Simpson was being kept. And Rosie O'Grier, I think it was, came to talk to him. And during that, O.J. Simpson basically admitted he'd done it. And the judge, Lance Ito, forbid that from being introduced as evidence. So there it is. Anyway, we have open telephone lines now, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the international news, the United Arab Emirates is now suspending talks with the United States over its $23 billion deal to purchase 50 F-35 jets. Because Washington has demanded as a condition of the sale that the UAE restrict its ties with China, and the UAE does not want to do that. And this may ultimately work out to the UAE's advantage because the Russian electronic warfare system, the Murmansk BN, continues to jam F-35 fighter jets. I mean, they've got all this high technology on there, and they are vulnerable to being interfered with from the ground, and that's a major problem. China has announced they're going to fortify their nuclear stockpile and military space elements, so they're ramping up over there as well. Meanwhile, China's President Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin are going to be discussing the very aggressive U.S. and NATO rhetoric in an upcoming virtual summit. And Putin is demanding a meeting with NATO to try and calm things down. But NATO keeps making more and more provocative statements. They're continuing to send weapons up to Russia's border. And again, it's clearly aggressive behavior on the part of NATO and the United States. You don't see Chinese ships sailing, warships sailing along the coast of California, and you don't see Russian warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico. That's just the way, you know, it is. All righty, let's get to the economic news now. The Senate has voted 50-49 to raise the debt limit by $2.5 trillion. The bill is headed to the House, where it is expected to pass. So the government is going to have a lot more money that they can play with, that they're going to borrow at interest and stick your great 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 grandchildren with the bill here. Meanwhile, the second inflation report in less than a week is showing very bad news regarding the economy. Some wags are calling it Biden's Christmas disaster. And a Democratic economist, Larry Summers, who served as Treasury Secretary for Bill Clinton and a top advisor to Barack Obama, is calling out the Biden administration for trying to downplay the inflation crisis. Wholesale prices measure rises 9.6%. That is the fastest pace on record. Meanwhile, Philip Patrick is out there saying the U.S. dollar has lost 40 cents in value, almost half its value since 2000, and 10 cents of that loss happened just this year under Joe Biden. The Federal Reserve printed 30% of all dollars in circulation just last year, and they're trying to cover up for this by blaming price gouging. And Jen Psaki is saying that it's just the greed of meat conglomerates that is the reason meat prices are skyrocketing. All righty. This coming February, Biden is going to lift the pause on federal student loan payments. He put the pause in during the COVID pandemic. A lot of people are saying that those loans should be just simply forgiven, and but those payments will come due on February. And by the way, because of those massive tornadoes across Kentucky, and there were other states involved, there'll be some disruptions in the food supply just coming from that. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Melissa, first of all,
there you are.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You're on the air.
Okay, very good. Okay, happy Bill of Rights Day.
Yes.
My question for you is, in your opinion, is there an actual national coin shortage, as I have seen several retailers be concerned about? Is it a hoax, or is it a suggestion that there is a national coin shortage, but it's not really going on? Because I still see signs up from probably a year ago when they were first put up and they've never been taken down, that there's a national coin shortage. But I'd like your opinion on that. And I would think that even if there was one, it would be temporary.
If there's a coin shortage, it's because the Treasury is not minting the coins, and there is an actual cost to produce the coins. Now, in the good old days, the coins were actually worth their face value. Today, of course, mm-hmm. they're a little better than gas station game tokens, but they still cost a finite amount of money to produce, and so they have been pulling back on the minting of coins, and it did result in a shortage where stores were saying, we can't make exact change. We don't have the coins to do it. They were asking people to come on in, bring their coins on in. Banks, have these coin counting machines where you can take the little baggie or jar of loose change and turn it in for credit to your account or paper money. There does appear to be a shortage. I don't think it's as serious as it was when it first came out. It's a real thing.
Okay, how long would you say that it would last, will last?
Well,
or maybe it's,
gonna,
it's just not
it's
going to
It's going to last
end.
Until the Treasury Department starts minting additional coins, which they may already be doing. If there's a coin shortage, it goes right back to the Treasury Department, which makes those things.
Okay, so in your opinion, for the time being, that is accurate, whether or not the signs are taken down when it ends?
Well, again, I think the coin shortage was real when it was first announced. I think it is getting better because the Treasury is producing more coins. I would say those signs are probably out of date because I'm not hearing anything about this from our local bank.
Okay, next time, not right now today, but next time we can discuss credit scores because I want to ask something else about credit scores. But you can, just next time we'll discuss credit scores because I'm appalled by credit scores, but it's a whole other subject altogether.
Well, unfortunately, we are all slaves to those credit scores. It's basically a reflection on how well we polish our debt slave chains.
Okay. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. Maybe Melissa... Jeff Bennett says they're taking out the coins to glean all the silver and nickel and things they need.
Well, there really isn't silver and copper in those coins. I mean, even the modern pennies, if you cut one in half, it's an aluminum alloy inside. It's just copper plated.
Yeah. But what I wanted to call you for was I told Mike to get something started because I had it all written out. I lost it. On October 30th, 2007, you can look it up. It says Speaker, Democrats stand up for consumer safety, October 30th, 2007. And what they did, It's the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Remember that?
I remember that.
Okay, what they did was they went into great detail. If you go on Conservapedia, they went into great detail on, they started complaining there was 20 million toys imported from China with lead paint in them, and they were worried about the kids from lead paint. They don't seem to worry about it.
That is a serious concern. Anyway, Pat, I got to put you on hold. Do not hang up. We got to take a break for commercials, and I'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're talking with Pat in Fort Worth, and we're talking about consumer protection, reality versus the illusion. And Pat, just pick up where you left off.
Okay. Nancy Pelosi was saying that they passed sweeping new product safety things, especially drugs. But I was looking for it here myself. I got it on the phone, but it, anyway, it did say it would. When you look at it, it would cover these shots. Okay, so you know, that's proof right there that the law has been passed that they're violating.
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing about where, like, Remdesivir had to pull some of their lots because of glass particles in the bottles. And, yeah, consumer safety, it's a good political talking point, but, you know, it's far from the reality. And, you know, like the exploding batteries on the electric vehicles, you know, there's a lot of risk out there.
Well, it actually went into great detail on how they have to get drugs approved and bio whatever they call them.
They bypass that with the emergency use authorization.
Okay, all right. But when I just heard people say there's no law against it. I guess Trump was responsible for that, because what he wanted to do was get for people who are literally dying, and it takes 10 years to get one on the market, you know, he wanted to go ahead and give them permission to take it. So they're just abusing that too. And I thought there was something about the meaning of the law when it was, or I guess that was executive one, I don't know what it was, but it still looks like something that we ought to bring up to judges, Supreme Court, and all that sort of stuff.
Well, if we had non-corrupt judges, I would tend to agree with you. But again, you know, between what we're calling the medical industrial complex, there is so much money involved. It warps the system to serve itself. That includes being able to evade the consequences of one's actions. I mean, a good example of that is the fact that pharmaceutical companies in the United States are legally indemnified. They can't be sued for vaccine damage that they cause.
I don't think that's true if you read what they intended when they wrote that law, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. I can name a bunch of
we do know there are actually two separate laws, including an amendment to the Homeland Security Act that says vaccine makers cannot be civilly sued for the damages caused by their vaccines. All right, Pat, I got to let you go. Pat, we're at the end of the show. I got to let you go. Sorry about that. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Ralph Winterode is taking the microphone, and he's talking about getting your Social Security without paying income tax on wages. I guess that's going to be an interesting topic. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It's Christmas. We've all been good little boys and girls, depending upon who ask. So please chip on in. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.